Chav Aleph. Ayadah Rabbein Natilas Yadayim LeBirchus HaMotzi. Yakdim Shalom Chalala. So again, the Rosh puts two points together in the ice, so that's significant. So the 2 points that the Rosh is, number one, there's a lock of not speaking between the Tilas Yadayim and HaMotzi. Second point is that a person should be makdim shalom chalodim. A person should greet somebody else first. Okay, so in regards to the first point of the rush, since I take the 2 points separately, then we'll put them together. In regards to the first point of the rush, that speaking between the tilas yadayim and hamoitzi. So the two shittas brought down in Shulchan Aruch, whether there's an iser of speaking between the tilas yadayim and hamoitzi. The Gemara says, take if the Natila bracha. Immediately after the Natila, the person should make the bracha. There shouldn't be any hafsik between the Natila and the bracha. There's Mechlok is in the Rishayna already. Is that referring to the Natila? Is referring to Berchus, bracha Rishayna, Amaitzi. And Natila means the Natila Shadayim, and then the starting the Suda, or it means Maimachroinim, and then the benching. So there's two ways to understand that. Two ways to understand that. The Iker, the Hachra, over there, the Magen Avraham is Machriya, the Ramah, both shittas are mentioned. Magen Avraham says, Mikra din, we paskin that you're allowed to speak in between the two. You can't be Maseich Das. Because the goal is to, we say, once a person washes his hands and the meal starts, so they're not going to be Maseich Das, from Shmir is Yadayim. But when the meal hasn't started yet, we're afraid a person may be Maseich Das. So if they get involved in something else, they're going to be Maseich Das, they would need a new Natila. So that's something which I think is maybe just correct, clarify people's minds. If a person speaks between the Tilas Yadayim and Hamotzi, he does not need to wash his hands again. Definitely not with a bracha. Because unless he was Maseich Das, he got involved in something else, so then he has a problem. But otherwise, the person got a conversation, the whole conversation with his friend, and I came back, oh, where was it? Oh, Hamotzi, yeah, so he has a problem, he has to wash again. But otherwise, a person doesn't have to wash again. And definitely can't be saying a bracha, it's a bracha lebatola. The Rosh's Lashon over here sounds like he's saying a Batara is like a Chumrah, like a Ayadabi. A person shouldn't speak, you know. So some suggest that he's saying a Batara is a Chumrah, that even so, Mikra, then you're allowed to speak over there. A person should not do so. Obviously, I think most of us are trained that we don't speak in between the two, and that's a good thing, because otherwise, the concern for Hesach Hadas is a real concern. Person will start speaking, they'll get involved in something else, and they'll forget. They're not going to keep shmir on their hands, and then they have a problem, they have to wash again. But it says, Yidaktim Shalom Achaladim. So there's the second point that the Rosh says, but you should be Maktim Shalom. So those, there's someone suggests that the Rosh Hashita would be that even though you're meeker, then you can't, even though you shouldn't speak between the two, since meeker, then it's mutter. When it comes to saying Shalom to somebody, you would say Shalom to somebody. So if you meet somebody that you need to say shalom, you haven't seen recently, you say shalom to them, you would be makdim shalom to them, you would interrupt between the Tilas Yadayim and Birchas HaMotzi and say shalom to somebody. And that's not halacha l'maisa, it's not what we do, just saying that's the understanding of the Rosh. So maybe just take these points over here, one at a time, understand that that's the halacha clarification, what he's saying. The concept that there's a musik of the Tilas Yadayim before a person eats bread. And there's shittas which hold that you can't, we have to be careful that between the tila and the birchas hamotzi, a person has to be, can't interrupt. Take it from the tila bracha. Immediately after the tila should be the bracha. That's not just the din of hesach hadas. It means that the correct way to start a meal is by washing your hands. Our nusach that we say for the tila sedaim is al tila sedaim. I'm raising up of our hands. There's a Jewish way to eat, there's a non-Jewish way to eat. There's a Torah way to eat, there's a non-Torah way to eat. The person, Ke'ein HaKohen Gadol, is preparing himself to go into the Mikdash. He washes his hands, he prepares himself. A Suda Betzim can be an Oifen of Avodah to a Kodesh Baruch. And Chazar Mechayev, that we do it with such, with a certain zahiris, a certain care of how we go into a meal. We have to wash our hands to prepare ourselves for a suda. Then you can eat the suda properly. You can't just go into a suda. The next point I'll talk about is the concept of making brachas. The idea of the person, before a person eats, a person says a bracha. Both of these elements are this. One of the biggest issues with this, you know, you learn the world of Musar, they talk about the idea of, you know, the person's food is one of the areas which are the areas of taiva which a person has involvement in that is you know takes you away from your Torah, etc. And it's a madrega which most of us are not anywhere near, where we're not aspiring to, etc. Rav Volba suggests one point. I want to say two points on this. Rav Volba suggests one point that a person should not limit himself from what he needs to eat. A person, even if he wants to eat something which is sweet and nice and not necessary, that's also fine. He should limit himself to not to once he's decided that he's full, he decides before his meal how much he needs and he sticks to that. You know what? I'm gonna have a bowl of cereal and I'm gonna have a piece of cake. Fine. But don't have two bowls of cereal and two pieces of cake. Once you decide all you need is one, don't have two. That's also that the person is able to at least convey himself and decide beforehand with a decision how a meal is going to be and then stick to that. That's your meal is now is being directed by the seichel of the person as opposed to the stomach. So tremendous. We're not limiting what you can eat. You can eat whatever, you know, we're not getting involved and you shouldn't eat cake, you shouldn't eat this, you know, but you decide before how much you should be eating and you stick to that. That's harder than you can imagine, than you realize, especially if the cake is very good. Right? I think that was lace potatoes. No, can eat just one, right? That's the whole point. The point of taiva is that once you get into it, you have more and you have more and you have more. Nobody can eat just one lace potato chip. The second element of when the person can make without making this major mapecha, his nakuda of taiva, etc. There's another way of looking at a meal, which maybe more in the world of the chassidus should get involved in this more, but a person sits down to a meal and he has a gewaltige bracha of a meal. He has food, he has good food and tasty food, etc. So, you know, the world of Musa tells you this move food over here is the Yetzer Hara and it's coming to take you away from Avodas Hashem. You know, you could say, you know what, Adarabba, let me enjoy the food and feel in that enjoyment the chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he gave me such wonderful food to eat. It doesn't have to be a fight. I can taste the goodness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the crunchy, sweet, sour flavor of my apple is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. So it doesn't have to be the Yetzer Hara incarnate. You know, this apple is the Yetzer Hara. You know, this apple could be the Yetzer Tov. The apple could be I'm tasting something of a chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have food. I remember sitting once with my wife's uncle, Lo Mashalom, a person went through the war, and we were sitting together. It was a few of us, a small part of the family, were sitting there together, and we put down a loaf of bread on the table. And the Pashit, he couldn't stop talking about, you know, a loaf of bread. He says, you know, he went through Siberia. He says, you know, times we dreamt of a loaf of bread. Who could picture a loaf of bread on the table? Like, he just couldn't stop talking about a loaf of bread. We live in a world of tremendous bracha. We have so much to eat. See, we take it for granted. But there's people who didn't, and they said to them, the tremendous chesed that we have food to eat. And it's tasty food, and it's good food, and it's not spoiled, and it's not, you know, hard bread, and it's not, you know, the bread isn't black bread, which black, you know, we think pumpernickel, you hear, they used to eat black bread in Europe, you think pumpernickel, you know, black bread was that they would take all of the sawdust, and they would take all of the everything they could find, and stick it into the bread, and the halabayit should come out with some content of something which was healthy, that was, you know. So we're way beyond that. The Baruch Hashem gave us, let us live in a world of so we should be makar tov to Kadosh Baruch Hu and have that. So a person wants to do that. You can't just do that by walking into the meal like this. So you stop for a second and you wash your hands. A person is like raising himself. I'm in a different mode. I'm in a mode of focusing on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's, I think, the first point of the that the Rosh talks about is this nakuda of that to take Olam Hazeh can be used in a very, 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 very positive way. But that needs forethought. And Chazal Ramachayev and the Tila for a Suda means the Chazal understood that for a person to be able to use the meal properly, a person needs forethought. By doing the Tila Sidaim, he's giving himself that moment to say that this meal is can be a way that I can focus and connect back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Makaris HaTorah. So we'll leave that this second half of the Rosh Maktim Shalom Chalodim. Let's not rush through that. We'll talk about that tomorrow.